Yes, that's wonderful. I believe you. The promise is true. Luther will say, if you believe it, you have it. And what that means is God keeps his promises. He makes this promise, you believe it, then you receive what he's promised because he will keep his word. God is true to his word. Luther will emphasize this over and over and over again. If you read much Luther, keep your ears perked for the places where he says, God is true. God is true. Let God be true and every man a liar. Right? The truth of God means, above all, the truth of God's promise. He keeps his word. And that's why the gospel has the power to save you, for Luther. Because it's a promise. God keeps his promise. By believing it, you receive the power of God. Indeed, you receive God himself in the flesh, because that's what Jesus is doing when he says, this is my body given for you. That's God in the flesh giving you nothing less than himself. Sort of like a bridegroom giving himself to his bride by a wedding vow. Now, let me mention one more feature of the gospel. It's a story. It contains a promise. But the story is for us. This is one of the most complicated features of Luther's thinking about the gospel, and I want to set this clear so that we can distinguish it from lots of other ways of talking about the gospel that are also present in later forms of Protestantism. Luther says the gospel is for me, that to believe the gospel is to believe it is for me. Think about how it is, again, to receive a ring. Right? I give you this ring. To receive that ring is to believe that I gave the ring to you. That belief that it's for me, for you, right? That's essential to the belief, to the faith in the promise. So likewise, Luther loves this moment where Jesus says, this is my body given for you. And he says, yeah, that means for me. Right? Jesus is giving himself for me. Notice how I appear in the story. This is a story about Jesus Christ, not about me. Right? It's Jesus who does all this stuff. He dies. He is risen from the dead. He sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. He saves us from our sins. That's all Jesus being the subject of the verb. Right? This is a story about Jesus. So the grammatical form of the gospel is Jesus as the subject of a bunch of active verbs. He died. He rose. He ascended. He saves. He loves, etc. But we appear in the story, Luther thinks. Right? I appear in the story because it is for me. Right? But I appear not as I, the subject of the sentence, but as me, the object, grammatically speaking. Jesus Christ died for me. Right? I'm the object of that preposition. Jesus loves me and died for me. Right? I'm the object, not the subject. I'm not the one doing something in this story. Jesus Christ is the one doing something. If I were the one doing something, then it would be a story about me and my works. Remember, the formula is, we are justified by faith alone, apart from works. Works means things that we do. So if the story was about what I do, right, how I believe, or how I take Christ to my heart, or I give my trust to Christ, or all that sort of stuff, that would not be gospel. That would be about us. That would be about our works. The gospel is received by faith alone because it is a story about what someone else does. But we're included in the story because it's a story about what someone else does for me. Luther will emphasize this over and over and over again. And you will see this in writings about Luther. Typically in Latin, they'll say, Luther emphasizes the pro me aspect of the gospel. Pro me being Latin for me. But I want to emphasize also that because the gospel is a story about someone else, about Jesus, not about me, Luther will over and over again emphasize the point that the gospel directs our attention away from ourselves. It's for me, but it's not my story. It's Jesus' story. So Luther is always saying, pay attention to Christ, not to yourself. Don't look at what's in your heart. Don't even look at your faith. Look at Christ. Faith does not say, I believe. Faith says, Christ died for me. Faith tells the gospel story and believes the gospel story. Faith is all focused on the truth of this gospel story and its promise. Christ died for me, is what faith says. That's true, is what faith says. I believe is about me. That's a different story. That's the doctrine of justification by faith. The gospel and its content is about Christ and his dying for us. You see that difference, that difference of where you direct your attention, which is very important for Luther. The gospel directs our attention away from ourselves and to Christ. It even directs our attention away from our own belief. Right? The gospel is not about I believe. The gospel is about Christ died for me. I appear in that story as the object of God's love and concern, not as the subject. But it is a story that includes me. It includes all of us. Now, that will do, I suppose, as a preliminary introduction to this key notion of gospel. We're going to be seeing more and more and more about this from many different angles as these lectures go. But I want to get a preliminary sense of what Luther is doing when he talks about gospel. Now, I'm thinking we want to get a sympathetic understanding of what Luther's talking about here, and there might be some worries already arising in your mind as you hear this. In fact, there might be two opposite worries, which I'd like to address. Worry number one, all this stuff about the gospel for me, doesn't this sound kind of egocentric? Right? All about me, as if everything in the universe is about me, 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 as if God is all concerned about me. Why be so egocentric about this?